Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. January 21st, 1920. Right Excellent, Errol Walton Barrow. On this day, January 21st, 1920, Errol Walton Barrow, father of independence, freedom fighter, politician, decorated World War II fighter pilot, gourmet cook, author, and Barbadian patriot, was born at the Yard in St. Lucie. Barrow was a founder member of the Democratic Labour Party. He served as premier from 1961 to 1966. He proudly led Barbados to full independence from Great Britain on the 30th of November, 1966, and was Prime Minister twice, from 1966 to 1976, and again from 1985 to 1987. During his tenure as Prime Minister, he changed the social and economic landscape of Barbados through the expansion of free secondary and tertiary education, improved health services, the introduction of a national insurance and social security scheme, as well as accelerated tourism and industrial development. Errol Walton Barrow was the fourth of five children, born to the Reverend Reginald Grant Barrow and his wife Ruth Albertha, née O'Neill. In his formative years, he was heavily influenced by the political philosophy of his maternal uncle, Dr. Charles Duncan O'Neill, who was an activist and a founder of the progressive organizations, the Democratic League and the Working Men's Association. Barrow was an exceptional student. He was educated at Wesley Hall Boys' School, Cormamere, Harrison College, the London School of Economics, and was called to the bar, Inns of Court, in 1949. Returning to Barbados in 1950, Barrow joined the Barbados Labour Party and was victorious in the St. George constituency in 1951. He severed ties with the Barbados Labour Party and in 1955 helped to create the Democratic Labour Party with Frank Walcott, Cameron Tudor, and others. Barrow returned to Parliament in 1958 after winning a by-election in St. John and continued to represent that parish until his death on June 1, 1987. During his outstanding career in public life, the Right Excellent Errol Barrow gave hundreds of speeches on a vast array of topics in Parliament, on the hustings, and in regional and international fora. One of his most moving and seminal orations took place in 1966 on the admission of Barbados to the United Nations. Here Barrow shared his vision of Barbados's status in the community of nations. He said, "We have no quarrels to pursue, and we particularly insist that we do not regard any member state as our natural opponent. We shall not involve ourselves in sterile ideological wranglings, because we are exponents not of the diplomacy of power, but of the diplomacy of peace and prosperity. We will not regard any great power as necessarily right in a given dispute unless we are convinced of this. Yet, at the same time, we will not view the great powers with perennial suspicion merely on account of their size, their wealth, or their nuclear potential. We will be friends of all and satellites of none." On this day, January 21st, 1920, the Right Excellent Errol Walton Barrow was born. The Dipper, as he was affectionately known, was an astute, selfless, and inspirational leader. He was an icon during his lifetime, and upon his passing, was elevated to the status of Barbadian national hero. The Right Excellent Errol Walton Barrow wrote his name on history's page. He was a visionary leader who found Barbados a collection of villages and transformed them into a proud nation. Have a happy Errol Barrow Day, Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus.